Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Shout out to our boy Fred in Buffalo. Says 10 p.m. Awesome. I'll get to sleep 2 hours earlier. You know what? That's the thing. So if you're just joining us right now, we've got a schedule change coming up starting next week, starting Tuesday, September the 5th. Listen, so this show, for all of you on Sirius right now, it's only Sirius and Sports Grid Radio Networks, AM radio affiliates, although our AM radio affiliates always change all the time, but basically now it's down to, which is a good one to be down to, is ESPN. ESPN SoCal. So we're on in San Diego, Los Angeles, all over Southern California on 1090 AM. And the last hour of the show will be picked up live by 1090 AM, but it's too early for them. Like, they've got sports games and they've got, you know, stuff going on. But we're very we're stoked that they're accommodating us. So we're gonna be live for the last hour. And so basically the first 2 hours of Sports Rage are gonna be kind of in-game live-ish, you know what I'm saying? Cam's going to be on. All of our regular guests will be on for the first 2 hours, and we'll be betting and giving picks for future games coming up and, you know, all that type of stuff. And then the last hour of the show will be more me venting rage and all kinds of other cool stuff, and we'll have guests on throughout the evening. And now we're going to have TV graphics and all that stuff, so it'll be a TV show. And for me, whatever, like, I don't mind because I'm on the West Coast, but it is late. And even on the West Coast, like, you know, this is a great show, right? It's a very good show. And a lot of cool stuff happens, but it's 2 a.m. A lot of people are sleeping on the East Coast. Not everybody's, like, crazy diehard. Some people listen to the podcast after and stuff like that. But our show is something you want to listen to live. So that was the one thing. I was like, all right, cool. You know, a lot of people don't watch me at 6 o'clock Eastern, and I'm missing out. It's too early or it's too late, so we're sort of right in the middle now, which is like, you know, we're in a primetime spot here. And think about it. We're going to be on live during these games now, right? Like Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, all the college games, Friday Night Football, college games. So we're going to be on live during these games, so we're going to be, like, firing off in-game bets. And so it'll be cool for, like, a lot of people on the East Coast. 10 to 1 is more reasonable. We've done this show at all hours. 10 to 1, I've always liked the 10 to 1, right? 11 to 2 is sort of like, so, you know, that's sort of the edge. Well, I was 11 to 2 a lot on the East Coast in the early years. 10 to 1 has been a standard one. So now we're going to be 10 to 1 again. And we should note I'll be on every Sunday at 1 o'clock Eastern with Scotty Farrell, as I have been for the past two seasons. So I'll be on with Scotty Farrell every Sunday, NFL football, and I'll be doing daily Farrell appearances with my best bets of the day. Let's roll. Level three, the quickest 100 damage in sports talk radio. Let's do this thing. The late night anger management class. We're rolling. The Rager Reddit, Cam Stewart stepped up and in. We had Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. And we've got Ben Kercheval going to join us from CBS Sports before we're done. We'll talk more college football as we've got games on tap Thursday night to football. Kent State and Central Florida at the Bounce House in Orlando, Florida. Central Florida laying 35 and a half points in this game. The total is 56 right now. Kent State are rebuilding the program. They literally and figuratively have 11 new starters on offense. And for those of you that don't know anything about football, there's only 11 people on the field, unless it's the Canadian Football League. Right? That is 12. But they've got everyone's a new starter. It's basically like they're not even like one of these programs that's stepping into like the big leagues or anything like that. They're already there. They're in the MAC, but it's just one of these reconstruct, totally like they're starting over at Kent State. And Gus Malzahn, I don't think he's going to take the pedal off the metal. Right? I think Gus Malzahn's looking to make a statement here to start the season. Normally, should Central Florida be this big of a favorite? Probably not. But that's how bad Kent State are going to be. Kent State's team total, I guess there's 10 and a half out there at even money. I don't like that. Let's go under 9.5 at plus 145. I don't think they're going to get to 10. I've got this game. I've got Central Florida winning like 45-3, 49-0, 49-6, 49-3, 52-3, 52, you know, in that range. The total, I think it will just stay under the number because I don't think Kent State are going to score very much. Let's say, you know, it's 45-3 final type deal. That makes 48. UConn Huskies are very trendy right now. We'll get into that. We'll get you caught up to date with the updated baseball standings. For all you Fryer fans tuning in, it's over. It's done. We'll talk Aztec football with Ben Kercheval a little bit later on, although it looks like the Los Angeles Dodgers are just getting started right now. The Dodgers are just on a complete tear, just destroying the opposition. You know, it's unbelievable. August is the month of the Dodgers, which you kind of want October to be.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Per month when you're a baseball team, but the Dodgers over the last 4 years, they're 88-23 with a 7.93 win percentage. That's the best win percentage in a single month over a four-season span in Major League Baseball history. Win another World Series. This is Sports Rage. Then your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
The Wicked Wednesday. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the pistol players, the hustlers, the people to bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. Here's an interesting story that I haven't heard a lot of people talking about, but let's do this thing. Major League Baseball Hall of Famer David Ortiz reveals he's the victim of an extortion plot by hackers who have targeted his phone and threatened to reveal his deep and dirty secrets. I'm going to come out and say it. You know, I know Big Poppy. Everybody loves him some Big Poppy. There's something going on with Big Poppy. It's like Seinfeld. Poppy's sloppy. All right, Poppy's been sloppy. Remember when he got shot at? Like, you know what I mean? That wasn't like a random thing, right? When, remember he got shot in the Dominican Republic? That wasn't like random. Like, that was a hit, right? That was, let's just call it up for what it is. Remember, it wasn't like, oh, he got into it on the street, someone tried to rob him, or like, no, he was sitting there, and somebody specifically tried to shoot him. And at the time, there were whispers and, you know, about women and, you know, whatever. And then, you know, remember a couple of weeks ago, he reached out to Wander Franco. All right, so he reached out to the guy who's having sex with a 14-year-old, allegedly. So, I don't know, I'm just wondering, well, what kind of secrets do you have? You know what I'm saying? In the phone. I got to tell you, I got full disclosure. You know, my phone, I don't know about you, Matthias. Like, if somebody finds your phone, are you finished? I doubt it. I don't think you are. Like, if you find my phone, someone did find my phone. That kid had my phone for 3 freaking days the other day, right? I was like, what the hell are you doing on my phone? And I remember, too, I was like, man, I told her not to send me a picture like that. You know what I mean? And I was like, well, at least it's not me naked, right? So I was thinking, I was like, well, I swear to God, I lost my phone last week. It started to cross my mind. I was like, what's in my phone anyways? Right? I was thinking, I was like, well, there's nothing really you can have on me. Like, if you see my phone, you're going to find out I bet a lot. Right? Like, okay. Right? So, like, I'm dead serious. I swear to God, when I put my hand on a Bible, like, if I lose my phone, I don't have anything like, oh my God, I'm done. Right? Or like, you know what I mean? Somebody hacked into my phone. It's like, all right, whatever. Do you see I bet a lot and I take a lot of Ubers and I eat a lot. I eat out a lot. Okay. You know what I mean? You know, I don't have to worry. So I'm just wondering, like, what are you so worried about, bro, if someone hacked into your phone? Normally you'd be like, son of a bitch. The guy, you know what I mean? He's got my whatever. Like, what would you be worried about in your phone? Like, what do you have in your phone, Ortiz? And the fact that you're telling us about this is the classic, let's get ahead of the story, right? Like, let's turn it into somehow I'm getting screwed so when people find out what I'm actually hiding. So David Ortiz took to Instagram today to say he's being extorted. Said a criminal group threatened to release details of his personal life. Posted a video on Instagram explaining that the suspects had broken into an old cell phone where they gained access to his life from away the baseball field. And also tapped into his bank accounts. That's not good. I'm being a victim of an extortion right now. There are people who hacked my phone for more than 15 years ago and reaching times I have not used. They browsed through my personal life and wanted to extort me with that. Meaning that for my personal life, they would sell part of what they found on my phone. Although he did not share if the hacking originated from his native Dominican Republic of the United States, Ortiz said to the FBI and the DA, along with the Police Intelligence Department and the Dominican National Police, have been investigating. I wanted to make this video not only out of fear for what they might expose out there, but to give you, my people, a heads up that you do not getting involved in any of this because the department is already taking action because it was totally illegal. The hackers managed to access his bank account 6 months ago and committed a series of fraudulent transactions. There are people who have information about you and are following you closely. Well, I don't want any of my beautiful people from the Dominican Republic to get involved and participate in this because we are taking legal action because it's already about fraud and extortion, which in the end will terminate with jail. As I stated, I don't really understand what you're so concerned about. And it's funny, as I read this story, I see they're showing the video, in which the headline shows, CCTV video shows the moment hitman shoots David Ortiz. Like, what's, like, I'm just being real here. Like, what's Ortiz? Clearly, Ortiz has a hell of a lot going on. I totally get randomly shot in Dominican Republic. You can get randomly shot anywhere. I get getting shot. I can get, hey, I'm David. He's David Ortiz. Let's go carjack him and take his jewelry and steal his Ferrari. I get that. I get all that. The guy sitting at a cafe with a girl and some dude rolls up on a bike and, like, shoots at him, that's a hit, right? Somebody tried to, you know, get at him. Clearly. That's a hit. So, as you know, to me, what do they say? I'm a detective now. I'm not allowed to believe in coincidences. There's a lot of coincidences here. Or, you know, Ortiz seems to be the biggest victim in the history of the world here. Like, right? Like, once again, it's like that Seinfeld episode. You know, the girl stabbed the guy in the knife with a fork, and then someone threw hot soup in his face. It's like, well, turns out he's a bad breaker-upper. So I don't know what the hell Ortiz is doing to people in the Dominican Republic and who the hell is he's upsetting, but clearly he has. You know, it's amazing how, like, there's so many stories that happen. Remember, like, the story I told you guys about the bookie and active coaches and players gambling? No one picked it up in America, right? Even though they're going to court in Los Angeles. You know? People always talk about fake news and stuff. The media is not fake. They manipulate it. It's different. Right? They can't tell you, oh, well, it's, you know, it's not, the sky isn't black, so there's, you know, some network star, but, like, it's more so the stuff they'll just ignore. You know what I mean? It's like, wow, let's flip out and really go crazy about this stupid story and overblow it, but this really bombshell story, let's not talk about it because we're going to piss off that agency and it's going to cause us problems in the future. Here's another crazy story. An antidote, so to speak. I got to be honest, I've never gotten into this too much. The whole Marcus Jordan and the Lara Pippen and whatever, man. I don't care. I don't want to know. But I find it weird. It's strange, right? I mean, she knew this dude when he was a kid and stuff. For the record, Michael Jordan is not down with the relationship at all. So if you're unaware, Michael Jordan's kid is dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife. And Jordan's not down with it, right? Jordan, like, doesn't approve. He's not happy with it. And I don't think he likes his kid very much, to be honest. So his son, Marcus Jordan tells his girlfriend, and Michael Jordan once lost. Michael Jordan was in the ocean with a jet ski. He was jet skiing. And he was with his daughter. This story is too much. And you want to know why Michael Jordan looked like his kid? Marcus has a podcast called Spilling Family Secrets. What's up with these loser kids? Like that loser that's married to Meghan Markle? Oh, I don't like being a royal, so I'm going to go write a book about it. I don't like being a royal. I don't want to be famous, so let me be more famous. Like, who are you? Like, just shut up, man. I hate all this crap. What a loser you are, spilling family secrets. You're banging your father's teammate's ex-wife. And, you know, is this your life? Like, you're podcasting about your family secrets? Wow. Like, seriously? You know what, kid? You know Mike's going to cut your ass out of the will. Like, you know what I'm saying? I would. If I was Michael Jordan, I'd be like, all right, bro, whatever, dude. Go do your little stupid podcast. You know what I'd do if I was Jordan? I'll leave him $23.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
23, baby. Here's $23. Take Pippen's ex-wife out to Arby's. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like us? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Sports Raid Late Night continues. I am Gable Morency. So I was talking about Michael Jordan and his loser kid. So his loser kid's got a podcast with his loser girlfriend. What's her name? Larsa. See, I would have bet like a million. I thought it was Laura, but that's how much I know. But I don't. I'm not into this gossip stuff. I don't care who Devin Booker's banging and what card. I don't care about any of that crap. In fact, I don't like players that like that stuff. You know what I mean? I don't. You know, that's my problem. I'm a Bills fan. Love Josh Allen. You know, okay. Right? Win a Super Bowl. I don't care. Like, he's dating the hottest Instagram model. Okay, good for you. Like, you're winning. We haven't. So, you know, I don't like that stuff. Just damn win, right? I don't care what you do in your private life, but... So this guy, though, so he's got a podcast, Spilling Family Secrets, about Jordan. This story is hilarious, though. So Marcus Jordan, Michael Jordan's son, told a story about how when he was a kid, they went jet skiing, and Michael Jordan had $40,000. The only Jordan would have $40,000 cash in his pocket in his shorts jet skiing. So Jordan had $40,000 in cash in his pocket. And he said that Michael Jordan, that his daughter fell off into the water and the money fell into the water and Jordan went for the money first before his daughter. Which I actually do believe. I'm calling the kid a loser, but I'm not calling him a liar. I do believe that Michael Jordan would grab the 40K first and then scoop the daughter up. He'd look over and see, she's good, she's good. He'd make sure he got the money, then he'd roll over and scoop her up, right? It was too good. My sister was floating. She had a life vest on. He said, my dad was on the water. He wasn't wearing a life vest. All you see is this big wad of cash, like 40 grand in a rubber band. Marcus then revealed Jordan had chose to save the wad of 40 cash over his daughter. My dad literally went for the 40 grand first. My dad said, she's got a life vest on. Don't worry about it. I got to grab this. I told you. Don't worry about it. She's got a life vest on, but I got to go grab this couch. Yeah, I'm not saying that, you know what, I hate to admit it, she is kind of hot. I'm seeing pictures of Pippen here. She is kind of, all right. But you can't do it, bro. Michael Jordan's son, parlay this into doing someone else. You know what I'm saying? This is like Tony Parker, right? Tony Parker's married to Eva Longoria. And it was super hot. Eva Longoria. And he sleeps with, like, his teammate's wife, who looks just like Eva Longoria. You figure if you're going to cheat on your wife, you cheat on with someone that looks like the opposite. Like, you know what I mean? I'm going to cheat on my wife with someone that looks the exact same as my wife, except not as hot. So this story, add this story to the legend of Michael Jordan, the allure of Jordan. I love that. She's got a life vest on. Don't worry about it. I got to grab this money first. Grabs the $40K. MJ. See, I hate to bring LeBron James into the debate here, but I guarantee you, if LeBron James's kids and family fell into the water and a stack of money fell into the water, LeBron James is going for his family first. And that's why Michael Jordan is better than he is. Because Michael Jordan is ruthless. He'll let his daughter float in the ocean to make sure he grabbed $40K large, even though he's already got $4 billion, right? You know why? Because he doesn't care. He wants to win, and you know what? It's about winning in cash. Mr. Burns of The Simpsons said it best. Family, friends, religion. The three most important things to keep out of your life if you want to be successful. As Mr. Burns said, he started the speech, "My success is about friends, family, and religion. The three things that I keep out of my life." Like, I'm kidding and I'm not kidding. All this, you know, I'm tired of the whole Jordan and LeBron and all this. Bro, they're both great. Like, you know what I mean? They're different. It's different. It's like Slayer and Metallica. They're both great. Right? Jimi Hendrix, you know, Rolling Stones and Beatles. Who's better? They're both great. They're different. They're both great. So I'm tired of it all. But to me, and all kidding aside, the one difference is, and I've always thought this about LeBron, and a lot of the new guys, they don't have the same killer instinct as Kobe did, as Jordan did. Like, these are the type of guys that will say, listen, like Roger Clemens. Like, Roger Clemens took his fiance to a batting cage before they got married. I guess she got a couple of hits. He hit her. You know what I mean? What a pitch. Right? He's like, you know? I remember playing ping pong once with my grandmother, man. It got, like, serious, right? Like, you know, the Harbaughs got into a fight over a ping pong game. Same thing, I got into a fight with my uncle over a table tennis tournament before, right? Like, it got serious. Because, whatever. Why? Because we're nut jobs. Is it right? No. Right? You know what I mean? So would I have more friends and more people love me if I wasn't, you know what I mean? No. You look at that, yes. Like, right? But we are who we are. And I think LeBron James is genuinely a nice person. I don't think Michael Jordan's genuinely a nice person. I'm a bigger Jordan fan than I am James, but I'm not saying he's an angel. I do believe that he would grab the money before his daughter. I do believe that he was a jerk to his teammates. We saw The Last Dance. I lived it. I saw it live. Right? That's the difference, though. That's why Jordan was 6-0 in the finals, man. Michael Jordan took Charles Barkley golfing in the finals when they played the Phoenix Suns. And Jordan, obviously being the ultra-competitor that he was, people on the Bulls wondered. They said, Mike, why would you go golfing with Barkley when we're playing in the finals against them? When they went to Phoenix, they were in Chicago with the Phoenix. And Jordan not only went golfing with him, but it was Barkley's birthday, and Jordan bought him a nice watch, like a Rolex, nice big watch. And Jordan said, not only did I go golfing with him, because I got him a watch, too. And they said, really, you're pretty nice to him considering, you know, it's kind of unlike you. And then he goes, Chuck is so damn stupid, he thinks I'm his friend. And he goes, now I just gave him his watch and played golf with him. I softened him up for the game tomorrow. Jordan played him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's that evil. Like, Barkley thought, hey, I'm buddies with Jordan. Jordan was playing you. He was just softening you up, playing golf with you, buying you a watch, and then knowing, like, yeah, whatever, bro. I'm softening you up, and I'm going to beat you tomorrow. Like, that's the way he was, right? You know, you remember the story in The Last Dance where they said Jordan used to play poker and, like, cards at the back of the plane. and like the high roller stuff. And Ron Harper, not many guys could afford it, but a couple of guys would hang with him back there. And Will Perdue and all the other guys, Steve Kerr and the broke guys and whatever, the, you know, the other non-star scrub guys on the team would sit at the front of the plane and they'd play poker for like $1 and $5 a hand and stuff and cards. And Jordan, like, busted into their game once, and Will Perdue told him off. He was like, Mike, what do you want from us? Like, go back to the back of the plane. Leave us alone, bro. And he said, what are you guys playing for anyways? And they said, $1. You would not be interested. And he goes, yeah, I'm interested. Jordan sat down, won, took their money, $1 each, got up. And Will Perdue said to him, why, Mike? Why do you do this? Like, why did you come and do this to us and bother us type thing? And he said, just so I could say I got your MF'er's money in your pocket, even if it's $1 each. And he walked away back to the back of the plane. You know, that's the type of guy, right? Like, he was, he's, you know, competitor to, like, no end, right? So, but that's the thing with LeBron. They don't have that. Doesn't mean they're not great players, great basketball players, but you don't have that killer instinct and mentality, and that's why these old guys would beat you. Jordan, like all these, I know, and the ego of the modern NBA player, like this Noah Lyles stuff when he said, listen, Noah Lyles shouldn't have singled out the Denver Nuggets. What he should have said is, this is a real world championship, not like all that other stuff that is leagues. But him, like, calling out the NBA, going, man, I'm watching the Denver Nuggets, world champions, please. But he really upset NBA players a lot. But NBA players are so thin-skinned. They think they're all that. They don't even play half the time. You're all losers. You choke in the playoffs all the time. But you want to get paid $50 million a year, and you cry. You want to get traded every 2 years. You guys would get killed. Jordan, Bird, Magic Johnson, Kobe, they'd smoke these modern teams. I'm dead serious. Anthony Edwards, yeah, you're good. You can fly around. KD, yeah, you can shoot, but you're all thin-skinned and soft. It's just facts. And, you know, back to this, I'm not trying to, you know, I was just saying complimentary. I do believe LeBron is awesome, and he's right up there, arguably the greatest player ever. You can't argue it. But one-on-one, give me Michael Jordan. Just because Jordan is that guy. Right, like we said, can you get any more ruthless than this? That he looked over and he goes, don't worry, she's got a life vest on. Because his daughter falls off a jet ski and he surfs out to get the money first. Like, I can see that if your family's totally poor. It's like, we got to get the money or otherwise we're going to starve to death. But Michael Jordan could lose $40,000.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. New models may be shown.
Grid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Gabe Morenzi, Sirius XM Channel 159 of the Sports Grid Radio Networks. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, including the Mighty Ear 1090, ESPN Radio, SoCal in the house. San Diego, Los Angeles. Ben Kercheval, CBSSports.com, is in the house as well. Let's do this thing. Ben, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
You bet.
So, Ben, I loved your tweet, and I agree. And I'm glad that you know, despite the fact that you're in Texas, that it's California law that every San Diego State game has to be 2013 in the fourth quarter. And it's also now a requisite from here on out that a referee gets hit in the face with an errant pass as well. That game had it all, bro.
It did. We're back, baby. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about refs getting hit in the face. I don't know if you watched that UTEP Jacksonville State game, which was great. No, that was Jacksonville.
Oh yes, State. I did.
first game as a member of the FBS, and you've got like UTEP trying to do like a fourth down play in like a weird formation, and it's not going well. And I'm just doing all that, eating popcorn, like it's good to be back, man. This is just what I live for.
I was watching that game. I was watching them all, and Aaron Taylor was like freaking out. He's like, you just threw the ball. It's third and half a yard. Like, you, and then they did it again on fourth down. They threw the ball again. Yeah, some questionable play calling to start the season. But let's move forward, because anybody that's been watching any event on TV over the last couple of months. Oh, yeah, by the way, Deion Sanders is the coach of Colorado now. So it's finally here. We've got this game against TCU coming up. And what do you think happens? It's sort of like I said, this is like a movie that, you know, I mean, we're seeing the premiere. Nobody knows what it's about, what it's going to look like, but we all want to see it. What's your feeling that what's going to happen on Saturday in Fort Worth?
It's hard to tell, because you have – so we think about Colorado as a team that is effectively brand new, and that's true. They brought in 50 players through the transfer portal, very highly publicized. But in a lot of ways – what do you really expect from TCU? Made that incredible run at the College Football Playoff National Championship last year, but they lose a lot of key parts. It feels like a kind of a reset for them. But as far as where these programs are, I mean, the health of the Horned Frogs has to be significantly better than what you see out of Colorado. So ultimately, I think TCU handles this thing pretty well. Look, Deion is bringing a lot of headlines to Boulder, and that's good for the program long term, and candidly, it's very good for us at CBS. I mean, those are the things that people want to read about, but we need to remember that this is a team that won a single game last year. And even though the transfer portal has introduced a little bit more of a free agency aspect to college football, the quick fixes are a little bit more in the margins rather than total wholesale changes. Colorado as a program is still very much in the basement. And I know they're bringing in Shedeur Sanders. I know they got Travis Hunter. They got a couple of guys who will be able to make some plays for them on offense. Of course, Hunter goes both ways, playing offense and defense. But this is still a program that is just in dire need of some direction. And that's still going to take a little bit of time. Colorado is going to be a lot of fun to follow, but I think you're going to be counting up a lot of losses this year too.
Ben Kercheval, CBSSports.com, kick it with us. Ben, what's the game you're most looking forward to? But there's a lot of games. So what are the games you're most looking forward to seeing unplay on Saturday?
Well, to be honest, the week one slate really isn't even that good. Most of the games are kind of early. You get Penn State and West Virginia a little bit later Saturday night. That's more of kind of – I grew up in Morgantown, West Virginia. That's a little bit more of a hyper-regional thing. But I'll tell you
– are they in trouble in this game? It's a pretty big point spread at 20.5.
Oh, West Virginia's in huge trouble. I don't know that Neil Brown makes it to November. They're not in a good spot, and their schedule is way too hard. Penn State might be a playoff team this year, but the team that I'm looking forward to, I think they'll be able to win. It's a Sunday game actually. Is Oregon State and San Jose State. Now, if anyone watched that,
whoa, you just caught me off guard. Sunday game. I was like, all right, here we go. FSU, LSU. No, I love it. Keep going.
we'll get to LSU. I'm sure we'll get to LSU and Florida State. But as far as a game that you want to look for on Sunday, check out Oregon State and San Jose State. If anyone was able to watch that USC San Jose State game in week zero, it was on Pac-12 networks, which means nobody got it. But if you were able to watch it, San Jose State's not bad. I mean, they've got a pretty good offense. They have a good quarterback, and they already have sort of the advantage of they've already played a game. You kind of work out the kinks a little bit. You got a little bit. All right, you're a little bit more well-oiled now. Oregon State, you got DJ Uiagalelei trying to restart his career there. Jonathan Smith has a great track record as kind of a quarterback whisperer there. But this is going to be a big project. Is DJU, is he damaged goods? Is he capable of turning things around. It was a little bit too late for him. And then also, just as a program, is Oregon State the team to follow this year? They're being left behind. The Pac-12 has been picked apart, and here they are, having won 10 games a year ago. The only thing that maybe separated them from winning more was having better quarterback play, and they brought in DJU to try to help that out. And so they're going to be favorites in this game. I think 3 scores, 16.5 points in the spread. But again, San Jose State, pretty good team. That's going to be a CVS game. And then, yes, obviously, you get to Sunday night, you get to LSU, Florida State, the only top 10 matchup of the weekend. I mean, that's going to be the big bill there, even though it's not a Saturday game.
Ben Kirchable, CBSSports.com. Kate Willis, I am Gabe Morenci, Sirius XM Channel 159. I love where you're going with this, man. You're preaching to the choir here. I thought the same thing. I was like, man, these kids just keep, like, you know, USC would score, and I saw Cordero smiled with the offensive lineman, and he clapped. He was like, let's go, guys. And then they marched down the field, and they would score. And I was thinking, you know what? They get into Mountain West play. They're going to be a load to deal with, which leads me into this game on Friday night, kind of flying under the radar, because I'm sure you saw the same thing. A lot like San Jose State, man. The Rainbow Warriors, the Bows, Hawaii. I thought they showed a hell of a lot of character on that Saturday night in Tennessee. They get Stanford rolling to town. It's a short point spread. So, like, this is sort of that early defining moment for Timmy Chang, if he can get this W, right, Ben? But can he? What do you think on Friday night?
I think it's certainly possible. Now, you go all the way across the country and travel all the way back. That's an inherent disadvantage that Hawaii is always going to have to handle. There's just so much travel involved. But then you flip that script a little bit. Stanford's got to travel 2,400 miles. I mean, we might be talking about them making East Coast trips here pretty soon if that
They should get used to it. This is going to be a funner one than Piscataway and the other places and or, you know, the other places they could end up going. Who knows what's going to happen?
But, yes, to your point, Stanford travels a long way for this game. First game under Troy Taylor. Now, Troy Taylor did a great job at Sacramento State. Barely lost the game there. I mean, he was fantastic. But Stanford, the program, that's in a pretty big hole right now. And when we talk about quick fixes, we just talked about Colorado and the transfer portal. Well, that's a lot harder for Stanford. Academically, very hard. You don't really get a lot of players coming in. You might get some players coming out. So this is a big-time reset for them. And as you saw against Vanderbilt in week zero, Hawaii held its own. I mean, that was a tough trip for them. And Vanderbilt's a little bit better this year under Clark Lea, looks like. But that was a game where I thought they played pretty well. It certainly looks like they can hang with Power 5 competition. Now you get Stanford coming in, sort of you get them at the right time. I think this is a chance for Timmy Chang to swipe one here.
Ben Kirchable kicking with us. And, you know, of course, the Stanford ACC stuff, Stanford and Cal ACC stuff has gone on. And I saw, Ben, you were writing about, I tweeted about this as well. It's like, you know, you're rich when you're SMU and you're willing not to get paid for 7 years, right? Yeah. And or desperate, right? Can I come to the party? Listen, you don't even have to feed me. Like, I don't even want it. I'll just sit in the corner. Like, some strange stuff going on right now. Let me ask you about the game Saturday night that I think is going to be a real fun one. The Battle of the Carolinas, man. North Carolina, South Carolina. Who you liking that one?
If North Carolina's defense can stop a cold, Tar Heels might be pretty dangerous this year.
Yeah, I know.
Drake May...
But that's a big if, Ben, you just stated. That's they got a Kleenex as defense. It's not like a steel curtain. It's like Cottonelle.
Yeah, they've had some trouble on defense. Drake May will bail you out of a lot of situations, but eventually he's going to need some help on the other side of the ball. I'll take North Carolina, but as we've seen with Shane Beamer and Spencer Rattler, it seems like South Carolina's always kind of up to the challenge, and so long as they're not being completely outclassed in terms of the other roster. So I'll take North Carolina, but I think that might be a real fun one for sure.
All right. So as far as the big game on Sunday night, it seems to me, Ben, every time I log on to my computer or I hit refresh, LSU's lost another player. Now John Avery's going to be out of this football game.
Yeah. So Emery's out. He's apparently got some academic things that he's been dealing with for what seems like about 3 years now. He's missed 3 straight season openers for the Tigers, but still great running back by committee that they have there. You know, with the transfer portal, you kind of forget sometimes where players end up. You get Noah Kane, who had a pretty good career at Penn State. Now he's over with the Tigers. It's going to be interesting to see this quarterback duel here. You know, Jaden Daniels and Jordan Travis both getting a lot of preseason Heisman hype. Daniels, you know, I think was pretty effective in his early days at Arizona State. He really showed up nicely last year for them. But Travis looks really good, and he's got just some really great wide receivers to throw to. Johnny Wilson is like he's like one of those things from Avatar. He's just like a giant person.
Yeah, 6 foot seven.
You can just throw it up to him. He'll go get it. Florida State's slight dog here, but I kind of like the Seminoles in this one. Game's being played in Orlando, too.
Yeah, it is in Orlando. So you mentioned we've got about 2 minutes left, and we always appreciate your time, Ben. So yeah, West Virginia, your Mountaineers are getting 20.5 against the Nittany Lions. A lot of people think Penn State are going to drill them. Alabama, not a lot of drama with this game, but what do you make of the Alabama quarterback situation? As Coach Saban says, this is, you know what, nothing's decided yet as far as who the quarterback is concerned. This is almost like their preseason game to decide.
It certainly would seem that way, and you might see a couple of different guys go out there and play and see what happens. That's not uncommon for Nick Saban to do. He's done that before. He kind of lets it play out in the middle of the season. Here's what I think ends up happening. Jalen Milroe has a Beats by Dre deal. Do you think that might tell you something? did Beats by Dre inadvertently give away the Alabama starting?
They didn't give it to the third string, right? They're like, listen, let's hook up the third string, second string quarterback.
Right. When I saw that,
I never thought Buckner was going to win the job, and I don't think you did either, right?
No, he was brought in for sort of an insurance policy. But here's the thing: the guy who backed up Bryce Young last year, if he's not named the starter by now, my guess is he's not going to be the starter. I think regardless of who actually takes the field first versus Middle Tennessee, my guess is it's going to be Jalen Milroe at some point in the season who ends up taking it.
Ben Kirchival with us. All right, Ben, finally in closing, man, I'm fired up. We got so many, some interesting matchups here going down. I wanted to ask you about UTSA in Houston. Game kind of flying under the radar here. Frank Harris back for his seventh season. Dude, they're favorites. So the Cougars are not getting any love here from the public or the odds makers. And I don't really want to get in front of the Roadrunners here, do you?
I would. Nice deep cut, by the way. UTSA Houston was an insane game last year, by the way, if anybody remembers that one. So UTSA, you mentioned Frank Harris, Jeff Traylor, the great coach that they have over there. Here's the thing with Houston, and this seems insane to me. They don't really have a quarterback. Like, Dana Holgorsen's their – I mean, they have a quarterback, but what I'm saying is I don't know that they really have a guy who's going to get them back to the point where they really want to be. And Dana Holgorsen's been there for a few years now, and this is the same issue that he had at West Virginia. Had a hard time recruiting guys out of high school and developing him. He used the transfer portal a lot, which you can do, but I think in the long run that's not really the way to go. I think UTSA wins, and I would even say they might even win comfortably.
I tell you, man, you think about the great quarterbacks. Houston, come on. That's the one position that you should have, right? From the Andre Wurz, the Klingers, the Case Keenums, man.
Yeah.
Ben, it's always a pleasure. Great breakdown as always. Always look forward to talking college football with you. Great stuff. Enjoy the games, man.
All right. Thank you, man.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best.
For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. initial quality study award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thanks to all of our guests for joining us this evening. Ben Kirchival from CBS Sports, the Rager Reddit, Cam Stewart, and Ian Cameron. We've got more FIBA basketball tonight, but it's the consolation round. So it's all the teams. And basically, they will try, not just for pride, but for rankings. Just because, you know what I mean, the rankings matter, how you end up in this matters. Everyone's trying to get into the Olympics, and there's going to be the last sort of play-in tournament, right? So it does matter. Like, teams are going to try to win on the way out here. But I'm looking, you know, I've been on a roll with this stuff, and, you know, I was looking to the knockout stages games tomorrow night and Friday night and over the weekend and stuff. USA get Montenegro in the knockout round now. So USA versus Montenegro, USA are like 26.5. Canada play Brazil. Canada are like 18.5-point favorites. But tonight on the way out, I'll tell you what, China are the worst defensive team in the tournament. They're bad. Like, if you watch China play, everybody racks it up on them. Everybody shoots like 50% from the field. Angola and China, I think this total is way too light at 150.5. So let's go over the 150.5 with Angola and China. This game is at 1 o'clock Pacific, and so in an hour, essentially. Mexico are not very good at basketball. New Zealand is going to beat them. It's 9.5. You could put New Zealand in money line parlays, but the one game, I'm going to bet this pretty big. I'm going to take Angola, China over 150.5. And South Sudan, I don't know what the hell happened and who they are or how they do this and stuff, but they're pretty good. Like, South Sudan are no joke. The Philippines love basketball, but they're kind of overmatched in this tournament. South Sudan, like, push the tempo. They play up-tempo, fast basketball. South Sudan are going to win this game. Give me South Sudan on the money line at -155, and I think the South Sudanese and the Filipinos are going to go over 168.5. So don't forget, starting Tuesday, September the 5th, we're starting the show 2 hours earlier. We're going to be starting at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. But we're on tomorrow as usual. We'll be kicking it from Fremont Street, Las Vegas, Nevada. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.